World Sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross coming up in the next 10 minutes. A sensational end to the tennis season as Novak Djokovic wins the ATP Tour Finals without hitting a ball.
In a finals like this, it would be too risky at my age to do this right now, and I hope you understand. I wanted to come out personally and excuse myself for not playing.
We'll have a full roundup of the UEFA European Championship qualifying and reaction from Ghana, who are set to unveil their new national team coach. But we start with tennis, and the clash between the world's number one and two players in the ATP Tour final promised much, but in the end the crowd at London's O2 Arena were left disappointed as Roger Federer was forced to withdraw less than an hour before he was due to take on Novak Djokovic.
Well, good evening. I'm sorry, I'm here in a tracksuit and not in a match outfit. Unfortunately, I'm not match fit to play the match tonight. I tried everything I could, but I can't compete at this level with Novak. And in a finals like this, it would be too risky at my age to do this right now. And I hope you understand. I wanted to come out personally and excuse myself for not playing.
So the 17-time Grand Slam champion forced to pull out of the final, having hurt his back in the nearly three-hour semi-final win over Davis Cup teammate Stan Wawrinka on Saturday. It means Novak Djokovic won the event for the third straight year and his fourth title overall.
You know, I'm really sorry for Roger for not being able to come out on the court. I know him for a long time. I've been in tennis for 10 years, and Rafa and Roger have been probably the biggest competitors and the guys that would always give their 100%. And I'm sure that if he could have come out and play, he would have done. So I wish him all the best to recover. He has an important weekend ahead of him, Davis Cup final.
But the sellout crowd wasn't left entirely frustrated as Djokovic went on to beat Andy Murray in a one-set exhibition match. Murray had been asked to come to the arena just a few hours before when doubts emerged about Federer's fitness.
I was playing Mario Kart on my sofa when I got the call to see if I would...
How were you doing?
I was winning at that. I was surprised. Mario Karts are better than my tennis.
Meanwhile, American twins Bob and Mike Bryan came from a set down to beat Ivan Dodig of Croatia and Brazil's Marcelo Melo in the doubles final for a fourth time. Now to football, and the Netherlands coach Gus Hiddink remains in a job after his side beat Latvia in their Euro 2016 qualifier. Hiddink had indicated he'd resign if they failed to win, but a 6-0 victory for the Dutch, with Arjen Robben and Klaas-Jan Huntelaar both scoring twice. The Manchester United midfielder Daley Blind, though, could be out for a lengthy period after coming off with a knee injury. They stay third. Czech Republic won the clash of the top two in Group A. Coming from behind to beat Iceland 2-1. World Cup quarter-finalists Belgium were held to a goalless draw by Wales in Group B in Brussels to leave Belgium down in fourth after Cyprus and Israel both posted big wins. The Group H game between Italy and Croatia in Milan's San Siro Stadium had to be suspended twice, the second time for 10 minutes because of flares thrown from sections of the Croatia fans and clashes with riot police in the stands. An out-of-character error from Italy keeper Gianluigi Buffon allowed Ivan Perisic to cancel out Andrea Kandreva's strike in a 1-1 draw to keep the teams locked together at the top of the group. In Africa, it's a start of an important week for some traditional big names in African football, with the final round of qualifiers for AFCON 2015 taking place on Wednesday. 10 of the 16 teams have already been decided for the tournament in Equatorial Guinea, but for four former winners, Ghana, Nigeria, Ivory Coast and Egypt, well, they could all be absent. The defending champions Nigeria are at home to South Africa in their final game, needing to match or better Congo's result in their last game away to Sudan. Ghana, meanwhile, know a draw at home to Togo will see them through, while the Ivory Coast also need just a point against Cameroon in Abidjan. The seven-time winners Egypt, though, could miss out on the finals. They're away to Tunisia, hoping to qualify as the best third-placed team. The BBC's Inas Maza is in Cairo and says failure to qualify would be a body blow to Egyptian football.
We had
failure to qualify would be a body blow to Egyptian football.
we hadn't yet recovered from not qualifying to the World Cup. And interestingly, tomorrow there is an event celebrating the golden generation, as they call it, the generation of the 1990, who were able to qualify. And then 25 years later, we are not even qualified to the Africa Cup of Nations.
Well, staying with AFCON, one of the biggest challenges that the tournament organisers could face is if Guinea qualify. The country, of course, is at the centre of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa that has so far claimed more than 5,000 lives. Guinea will qualify if they win their final match at home to Uganda, and the football writer Michael Ozi-Adji says precautions will have to be taken if they make it.
For the Guinean footballers, and it's something they said over and over again when they were in Ghana for a game, is getting the opportunity to play and represent their country in this very difficult moment for the country. It's just their own way of trying to put a positive image on a country that's been in the news for their own reasons. And I think they will be more than happy to be at the Nations Cup. And organizers will have to find a way of dealing with them, which I would imagine will be a restriction on the movement of Guinean fans to the tournament in Equatorial Guinea.
Well, should Ghana make the finals, they will hope to have a new man in charge. The Ghana Football Association says that it expects to have an agreement in place with the former Chelsea boss Avram Grant to succeed Kwesi Appiah after Wednesday's crucial qualifier. GFA President Kwesi Nyantekyi believes Grant has the right qualities to be a success.
He has a very strong mentality. He has already told us that to succeed, you need talent, you need passion, and then you also need a strong mentality. And that in Africa, most of the teams have players with the talent, but they lack the passion and the mentality, or they have the skill and the passion, but they don't have a strong mentality. So we hope he will be able to instill these attributes in our players so we can have a complete team that will help us to win trophies when he assumes the coaching position of the Black Stars.
Back in Europe, David Moyes begins his first full week as the new manager of the Spanish side Real Sociedad. The former Manchester United manager was officially unveiled by the La Liga strugglers on Thursday. His first match in charge will be against Deportivo La Coruña after the international break. Well, John Aldridge was the first non-Basque player ever to sign for Real Sociedad, and the former Liverpool and Republic of Ireland striker says Moyes has the credentials to do well in Spain.
He's just got to have confidence in his own ability. It will have took
in Spain.
He's just got to have confidence in his own ability. It will have took a knocker at Man United, you know, but the expectations at Man United are so vast, so huge, you know. But all he has to do for this season is to settle Sociedad down as a team, get them out of the position they're in at the moment, up to the mid-table, which I'm sure he'll do that. I'm pretty sure he'll do that with the team he's got, and get the belief back into the team, what they've seemed to have lost, you know, the last few months, and then build from that in the summer, you know, the last few months. And then build from that in the summer.
In golf now, Rory McIlroy has capped the best season of his career by adding the European Tour's money list title, the Race to Dubai, to his two major championship wins. Victory for America's Brooks Koepka at the Turkish Open means that none of McIlroy's closest challengers, Sergio Garcia of Spain, Germany's Marcel Siem and Jamie Donaldson of Wales, could catch him. In cricket, India completed a 5-0 series whitewash over Sri Lanka when they won the final one-day international in Ranchi by 3 wickets. They reached their title of 288 with 3 wickets and 8 balls to spare. Bangladesh have completed their first ever test series whitewash, beating Zimbabwe by 186 runs in the third and final test in Chittagong to take the series 3-0. And South Africa beat Australia by 3 wickets in Perth. In a few hours' time, Pakistan and New Zealand will start the second test of their 3-match series in Dubai. Pakistan are without the injured batsman Ahmed Shahzad, who top scored with 176 as they beat New Zealand by 248 runs in the first test. And in boxing, the Women's World Championships continue on Monday in Jeju City in South Korea. 480 fighters from 75 countries are taking part, including Ireland's Olympic gold medalist Katie Taylor, who is looking to claim a record 5th world title. A reminder of our top story, that Novak Djokovic has won the ATP World Tour Finals after Roger Federer retired through injury.